good and save yourselves a gob of money.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know they're out there. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. As usual, I got to let you know, every weekday from 2 to 3 p.m. and on Saturdays 4 to 6 p.m., Central Standard Time Zone, you have with you the Sons of Liberty. And on this day in Minnesota, it's cold here, folks, but I'm walking around with shorts on.
Crazy man.
And people are mocking me. I had to stop on the street and say, "You mock me?" And he says, "Why do you got shorts on?" I said, "Dude, why do you got long pants on?
Yeah.
What's the problem?" I said, "Why do I have long hair and a full head of hair and you're a bald-headed freak?"
Ooh.
Well, what's he going to say to
did
that?
Did he apologize for even asking anything?
I apologized to him.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't mean to.
Shows you're a better man.
Yeah, I think it was, too. I was bigger. I mean, the thing that felt good about it was the fact that I put his light out just a little bit dimmer than mine. And I put my head up a little bit higher than his. I mean, that's our job, Jake.
That's right. That's why I'm on the radio.
You know, I remember a guy said to me one time, he said, "Why are you got to know everything?" I said, "Well, I'm on live radio. People call from all over the country. I'm supposed to know a little of something, aren't I?" And so
well,
I just
some
kinda,
people serve an office.
I just kind of
don't
knocked,
know anything, though.
Well, I guess that's what they prefer. I mean, I don't see everybody looking at Obama saying, "What does the guy think he knows everything?"
The
guy's got the lowest presidential rating in the history of our country.
Yes,
I mean,
you do.
I mean, what? You get the point. Folks, it's Wednesday, November 30th, 2011. You got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. That would be him. Folks, I'm pointing at him right now. It's him over there.
Soon to see.
We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. That's true. The voice, the pro-murderers, they call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show, folks. Again, I want to tell you, I really do appreciate when we get callers calling in, because it shows that we have a heartbeat out there. And I know that we're laying out a lot of facts, folks, but you know what? We love when you call in and weigh out, because that way you're heard across the country, and it's not just about us know-it-alls. Did I say that?
Know-it-alls? Yeah. But in the best of contexts.
Okay. As long as I said it that way and people know my intent, that's all that matters. Folks, and what I want to do is I want to give you that phone number. Punch it in your phone, the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. It's the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And can we say it in unison, please, in concert? It's a terrible place to be. Wait. Can we say this in concert, Jake? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are someone else's head. What are you, my parrot or something?
Dude,
you just exemplified what I was trying to say. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone's head. And here I get Mr. McMillan over here copying everything I say and parroting everything I say. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio, and we are the cleanup crew. You know, I did a segment one time, folks, and I thought it was actually very interesting. I had a guy call and says, why are you so authoritative and why are you so forward? Why are you yelling on the radio? And I thought to myself, wait a second. I got my clothes on. I'm in Minnesota here, so they have the Minnesota Vikings. I didn't paint half my body purple and the other half yellow. I don't have a stupid helmet on with two horns sticking out of the side. And I'm not at home in my living room acting like an absolute fool, am I? No, I'm here preserving the country while you're at home acting like a fool, painted two different colors, with two horns on your head, with no shirt on, and you probably put hair on your feet like a centaur, you freak. You know what I mean? And you listen to these sports commentators, they get excited all the time. Yeah. Folks, can I not get excited about the preservation of my country?
Yes.
And is it not a good fight of faith? Mm-hmm. Is it not worth shouting over? Absolutely,
you
it is.
You can't not shout if you care for your country.
I love my country. I love our veterans more than anybody, more than you know. Mm-hmm. And the reason I do that is because I see the price that they paid for me. I'll never forget that. And I would do nothing to desecrate their memories in any sense of the word. I want to honor what they died for, what they fought for, what they seen, what they paid, when they magnified the Constitution of the United States, when Christ magnified the righteousness of my Father, which is in heaven through the cross. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's what I am doing. Mm-hmm. Like it or not, and if I get a little excited, oh well, maybe you just got a backward spirit inside of you, and you're so used to that little religiosity baloney that nobody pays attention to it. Uh-oh. It's kind of like the dead men walking over the graves and they don't know it.
That's right.
The rebuke that came from Jesus to the Pharisees of the day.
Thought they knew.
Oh, can I say this? I got to be transparent. This is transparent radio. And by the way, no, I'm not related to Obama. I tell the truth. Isn't it interesting that what we do every day here is we pray for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And every morning, how do I say this without hurting anybody's feelings?
Well, I went to school growing up in a religious school.
Catholic
school.
Yep.
And we used to pray with our hands tucked into our chest. You know, like you see the pictures.
Like we're sitting on the end of the bed and saying, now may I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep us. Like, I mean, can you imagine talking to your kids like that every day, or your kids talking to you like that every day? It's like, say something different. It's like the Lord wants you to speak from your heart, not your head, because God talks to the heart, not the head, right?
Mm-hmm.
The head comes after the heart.
That's right.
And yet religion teaches men to pray to God from the head, and God's sitting there looking at them.
And fold your hands the right way. And make sure that you're quiet, not offensive.
Okay.
Offensive.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Maybe that's part of one of their prayers.
No,
Lord, forgive me for offending you.
That's great. I mean, that's kind of like the analogy of, is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white? Jake would say egg yolks is white.
That's right.
But
egg
folks, they're yellow. Just want to let you know. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about corruption in your government, folks, and what to do about it. Well, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do about it. We're going to expose it so you can deal with it. That's how you deal with it. That's how God shows his mercy. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ted Baer, publisher of MovieGod.org. This week at the movies, we have some really good movies, including The Muppet Movie, which is absolutely terrific, one of our favorites. Arthur Christmas, which is very good, except it puts a little bit too much emphasis on Santa, not enough on Jesus Christ, the reason for the season. Hugo, which is a good movie by Martin Scorsese. It may be a little heady and intellectual for children, but it's his first family movie. A television movie, A Princess for Christmas, is absolutely delightful on the Hallmark Channel. The Artist is a movie that's a silent movie made today, which is quite interesting that somebody would make a silent movie. Jack and Jill, a delightful movie with Adam Sandler, but it has too much foul language. For more MediaWise information to help you make good selections for family viewing at the theater or at home, please visit MovieGuide.org.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Oh. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, now we're going to throw a question at you, and I'm not being facetious. I really want to hear from you. Is President Obama, is he a good president or is he a bad president? Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Is President Obama, is he a good president or is he a bad president? And I want you to tell me why you think he's good if you agree that he's good, and I want you to tell me why he's bad if you agree that he's bad. But let me tell you this before you give us a call. Judge him by his fruit, not because of the color of his skin or of your opinions. Judge him by his fruit before you give us a call. The number, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now listen to what Daniel Webster said. He said, listen carefully, folks. I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. Daniel Webster said, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent, and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. Again, that's what the Sons of Liberty are doing on the radio today. What kind of a message is in America to the young, especially the young, when they that have been entrusted to serve their country, and they can't tell the truth? They can't be trusted by that younger generation. Did you know that only 11% of the American people say that they have confidence in the institution, as we know, in Washington, D.C., through this administration in Congress and Senate, so on and so forth. I believe it's down to 9 now.
Not doing good, boys.
No.
And girls.
Capitol Hill Blue did some research on Congress, and here are some of the facts. 111 members of the House and Senate have run at least 2 businesses that went bankrupt, often leaving business partners and creditors holding the bag. 79% of them have credit reports so bad that they can't even get an American Express card on their own. But as members of Congress, they get a government-issued Amex, an American Express card, without a credit check. Good for them. 64 have personal and financial problems so serious they would be denied security clearances by the Department of Defense or the Department of Energy if they had to apply through normal channels. But again, as members of Congress, I'm sorry, Jake, don't they have this backwards?
Just thinking that. The only way that a criminal gets rights is become a member of Congress. And you can do it?
I guess. But I don't say that facetiously because it irritates me and I want to correct the problem.
Yeah, that's what it's saying. I mean, if your credit is so bad, okay, there's nothing I can do. I've screwed up my credit. Wait, I can run for Congress if I win. It doesn't matter what my credit looks like.
No, what it sounds like to me is they think they're above the law.
Exactly.
They're not abiding by the laws that they're supposed to enforce. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yesterday at the end of the show, we were talking about soft judges produce hardened criminals. And what happens, America, when you become the soft judge on those that represent you?
Mm-hmm.
What happens? You have hardened criminals.
That's right.
That what? Call themselves the lawmakers in the land. Let me go on. As members of Congress, they get such clearances simply because they fooled enough people to get them elected. 31 members of the current Congress have been accused of spousal abuse in either criminal or civil proceedings. I'm talking about your government in America. 33 have driving records while intoxicated, DWIs, arrest on their records. 34 of them, if you include President George W. Bush, but by the way, he never served in Congress. Interesting. 24 are or have been defendants in various lawsuits ranging from bad debts, disputes with business partners, or other civil matters. 9 members of Congress have been accused of writing bad checks, even after the scandal several years ago, which resulted in closure of the informal house bank that routinely allowed members to overdraw their accounts without penalty. How does that work for you, America?
Mm-hmm.
They can do it. Do as I say, saith the government, but don't do as I do. Can't respect that, can you?
How in the world do you lead with that type of an example?
You don't. You just got to fool enough people to get there, right. And then once you get there, you act like a demigod. Mm-hmm. 17 have drug-related arrests in their backgrounds, 6 for shoplifting, 5 for fraud, 4 for assault, and 1 for criminal trespass. This is your Congress, America. And just think, America, these are the ones who were caught. Don't forget that neither. Criminals mock society's laws. And I want to say this to you, America. Your compassion is a weakness that your enemies do not and will not share. By the way, we were watching a piece this morning on Jerry Sandusky, his interview with NBC. I got to give credit where credit is due. They knocked it out of the park. Brian Williams did not let Sandusky off the hook in any sense of the word. Sandusky admitted that he showered with young boys. Sandusky admitted that he touched young boys. And he hugged young boys. He admitted all this. But he's not attracted to young boys, said Mr. Sandusky.
No.
Now, in saying that, to say this, when I was listening to Jerry Sandusky today, you know what he did? Jake, you said it, and I was thinking at the same time, he's playing the victim.
Yeah, poor guy.
When, in fact, he's the predator. But see, America, what I'm trying to tell you right now is those that are in government that are just got done exemplifying their crimes towards the laws of the land that they don't abide by, but you have to abide by, isn't it interesting that they themselves think that they're above it? Now, my point is this. When we catch these people in the act, like this administration has been busted 150 times over, they expect your compassion as they mock your laws. Just like Jerry Sandusky did when he was busted.
Mm-hmm.
He's a monster in the eyes of the people. Folks, every time we complain about what we tolerate, we show our own hypocrisies.
Yeah.
I can't complain about government if I just let it go. That's why I'm on the radio telling you to hold their feet to the fire, hold them accountable to the laws that we're held accountable, so we can have respect for our institutions. I don't get on the radio day after day because I want to degrade our government. No, we have the greatest country in the world, and I want that greatness back by putting the right people that will submit to the greatest one ever that created us to give us back what we have lost. Because over the last 5 generations, we've been left out to dry in every sense of the word. The younger generations have. And they've been complaining about what they've been tolerating for 50 years. And they keep complaining about it. You know, I was thinking this morning, just food for thought, on the same vein. Do I have to compromise to be accepted by conservatives? Because I can do without that.
Yep.
Because what I see in the conservatives today, a good portion of them, is exactly what Christ rebuked and what I can't stand. And I can tell you my generation and my young, the younger generation folks to the older generations, they're not going to tolerate what you tolerated. They're not going to throw down on their kids what you let get thrown down on them. They're not going to allow that. We're in a generation now that will not put up with the baloney that has been thrown on us from the left and the right. Because the left is just as guilty as the right. And I got to say this, the right is more guilty than the left, because if the right did the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Mm-hmm. So let me go back to the point. Corrupt Congress, corrupt government, they depend upon your ignorance of the Constitution and its embodiments of its laws. And they also depend upon you forgetting about the price paid for the freedoms that you have. Folks, when you live in darkness, the only light that you have is the truth. And I'm giving it to you right now. And Christ is the first one and the last one to give it. And he always will give it. It would do us well, America, to stick to the light that only exposes and refuses the darkness. Benjamin Franklin was right when he said, a nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. And so, here we are. Here we are today, America. Talking about corruption that we tolerate in our country. And I want to say this, not we, some.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wants to give me the ratio and tell me how it works that 303 million people are being duped by just a few in the portion of 545 people, I want to know how that works. But I do know this, that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. You can't let a little truth get away and accept a little lie and expect to prosper. No, those that confess and forsake their sin, those shall find mercy. Proverbs 28. And by the way, the whole purpose of government, America, is this, said our forefathers, to restrain men from sin, not to promote or promulgate sin. And what are you seeing today? Just the exact opposite of the intent of our founders, one nation under God. We have an administration that's at war with God. And by the way, Obama, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. When we come back, we're going to give you some more examples. Eric Holder, so on and so forth. Some new stats, new polls that came out. And I think they're legit polls, aren't they, Jay?
Oh,
they didn't go into
be.
Like a bunch of left-wing whack jobs and ask 20 of them what they thought about the president, did they?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, just want to make sure. You got Bradley and Jake, 1-877-807-9.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it, and I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a survival seed bank this Christmas by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, again, the number is 1-877-807-9977. Now, we're getting phone calls, but guys, you got to stick to the topic. The question is this. If Obama is a good president, then you tell us why he's good. If he's a bad president, tell us why he's bad. We want you to call in and weigh in, but stick to the topic. And again, judge him by his fruit. It's that simple. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. One more thought, and I'm going to throw it over to the other guy. What's the story of our forefathers, America? What's their story? What's the history of America? What is the history of our country? What is the history of our forefathers? The history of our country is that we will not tolerate tyranny. We will not tolerate corruption. That's the history of who we are, America.
That's right. That's why it started.
Don't forget where you came from. And if you can understand that, then we can show you what you are taught not to tolerate. Mm-hmm. It's that simple.
You know, a good example of this, and every one of you are thinking, and you know the answer to the question that Bradley just asked about the president and this administration. Is it good? Is it bad? And why? You can substantiate it by the facts. But when you push the buttons and you start to speak these things, not just to yourself and know them in your own home, get engaged in public dialogue, folks, that's when things are going to start to change in your own life. So as I see the calls lighting up right now, I'm going to give you one more opportunity before we start going crazy on this topic. 1-877-807-9977. You have to engage, because if you don't engage, you're part of the problem. So you've got to stay a part of the solution and engage. 877-807-9977. Is this a good administration? Is this a bad? And substantiate your claim with fruit. Tell us.
Okay, now, will you kick off Eric Holder, dude? Because I'm excited to hear what this guy had to say.
We're going right to Eric Holder, who at his last press conference, this was Tuesday, November 29th, so it was yesterday, he was talking and speaking and addressing the crowd, of course, on his own talking points where he wanted to be. And somebody from, let's see who the source is.
The audacity of that faithful press.
The Daily Caller. That's right, the Daily Caller. And we have a friend of ours who actually wrote an article on the ministry as a writer for the Weekly Standard. That's
Matt Labash.
To the Daily Caller. He contributes to a column there. But I appreciated this guy's question. He said, when he came up to him, he said, you know, during this whole botched Operation Fast and Furious gun walking scandal, What's going on right now with all the people that have called you to step down? There's been one senator, there's been 52 congressmen and three presidential candidates and two sitting governors that have said the attorney general needs to leave office.
Huh.
He should be impeached. But he just brought that up and said, so what up with this, man? You know what I mean? So Holder, and you can see a picture of it, and this is, again, on Sons of Liberty Media. If you go to our website, Sons of Liberty Radio, SOL Media, you can find this article. You guys need to stop this, he says, sternly, as he points at this reporter from the Daily Caller.
In other words, can I tell you what
stop
he was saying?
Stop the free press!
Okay, now I'm hearing this.
Yep.
I'm hearing this right now. But from the first time that I heard this, which is right now, he's saying, knock it off, guys. It's getting too hot.
That's right.
You're doing too much to expose who I really am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting afraid, and I don't like it, and you need to stop it. And I'm going to try to attempt to come in with my authority and stop you from doing what you're doing.
That's right.
That's what he's doing.
Use my office against you.
Okay.
And then he goes on to say, there's not an organic thing that's just happening. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but when's the last time you've seen the mainstream media pick up on this?
Wow. Good for them. I think the left and the Democratic, what do you want to call those people? I'm trying to be nice.
Confused?
I think they're wising up, and I think it's a real good thing. And when you see the press doing the right thing, that was the whole purpose of the press. And good for you guys out there that are doing the stuff.
That's right.
We appreciate it.
So he goes on to say, you guys are behind it. In other words, it's not the people behind this. It's you guys. And you keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
You got to see the picture. Now, to his aid, Media Matters jumps on the boat and says,
isn't that George Soros? Doesn't he own and fund that operation?
Okay, this is what you do, Mr. Holder. When you get in the press conference, you say something mean back to them. And then I get my friends at Media Matters. They say comments like this. Mr. Holder is right. This isn't a grassroots movement of conservatives calling for Holder to step down. It's a concerted effort by a supposed media organization to push him out.
Yeah, see what they do? Folks, for those that didn't know, this is exactly, especially for your older folks, you're going to get this. I'm not old. I just did my homework.
That's right. Study history.
Okay. I'm still some young guy.
Me
and Jake are.
Yeah.
And we're not from Bangkok.
So.
Okay. Richard Nixon, when the whole Watergate scandal broke, we'll take you in just a second here, caller. Right when the scandal broke, you know what he told his people? Listen carefully, America. He said, vilify and demonize the prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Vilify the prosecution. I'm just talking about Jerry Sandusky. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Vilify prosecution. Vilify the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Vilify the truth.
That's right.
Not the lie.
Mm-hmm. The lie will be the victim.
That's right.
You know? And then you can vilify. And then, like, you know, Bonnie Franks gets on the TV the other
day. Yeah, he was all proud about it, you know, too, Jake.
You know, the media is always looking at bad things, and that's why, you know, you guys are always focusing on negative.
Oh, we cannot help making fun of you, Mr. Speech Impediment Guy, because you're about as foul as they come, and you're so proud about it, and you even said it there.
Yeah.
And I noticed that he's got a little cup under his chin now, Dave.
He's got to collect all the saliva coming out of his front lip.
He's arrogant and he's proud, and I'm looking at him thinking, and, dude, the only thing that you're missing is a tail over that hole of yours.
Yeah. And the reason that he said the Congress's approval rating is so low is because the media is so negative.
Yeah, no. Listen, when the media is negative at the things that it
should
be, you know a positive is at work, folks.
Right.
That is spiritual law. Sean, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, and the question was, if the president is good, tell us why he's good, and if the president is bad, tell us why he's bad.
Well, I would have to argue that he would be illegitimate, but if I had to pick between good or bad, I would have to say bad.
Amen.
And
awesome.
Most importantly for the reasons that he doesn't uphold the principles of the Constitution.
That's right.
While he claims to be a constitutional scholar, I don't do that. But secondly, I would have to say he's bad because he has come out and said that we are no longer a Christian nation.
Right.
Which is false.
You know what? You know what's interesting? Now, we're going to have a conversation, Sean, because he said two things that are very key here. He's a constitutional scholar, and I'm trying to figure out what constitution he's a scholar.
Maybe that's the question.
I'm like, because when I read the Constitution, I think about, you know what? I can understand you're a scholar in the school of Saul Alinsky.
That's right.
I totally get that, Mr. Organizer. But I don't understand the fact when he comes out and, you know what, but it's just for face value, hoping that people do not look behind who he really is, and they just take him for who he is.
That's right.
Okay, that's number one. Number two is this. You had said something, okay, not about this constitutional scholar only, but what was the second point you made? I'm sorry, Sean.
He had publicly stated that the United States are no longer a Christian nation.
Right. Now, what's interesting about that, Sean, the lack of Christianity comes into play here. Now, I did a prayer at Minnesota here on May 11th, 2011. Or was it May 11th? Yeah.
It was May 11th.
So it was in May of 2011. You know who attacked me for saying the name of Jesus? It wasn't the left. It was the professed Christians that were ostracizing me, and then they brought me into the battlefield of saying that I was saying Obama wasn't a Christian. And when I got on live radio over the all the interviews that I did across the country, which was 25 of them, I said, hey, listen, first of all, he's not a Christian. I will tell you that. But second of all, if you don't want to believe me, just ask him because he's the guy that said it. And it was the Christians that – it was the professed Christians that attacked me for that, Sean.
Yeah.
There's the problem right there, but anyways.
Sean, you're calling from Iowa now. You guys got something pretty major coming up here soon. Are you involved in that?
You know, I'm actually driving a semi down the road right now, so my mind's kind of scattered.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure what's going on here in Iowa.
Okay. Well, you know what? We appreciate your call, and Sean, what I want to do is I want to give you a free disc called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, and check the date for me and call me back and let me know what it was, please. I was just the guy that showed up, that's all. Thank you for the call very much, John, and God bless you, sir. Now, folks, again, let me ask the next question, and it'll be similar to that. And I think it was great as to the way and to the degree and the manner that he just answered that question, and it was, he's illegitimate. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Disqualified.
But don't ask too many questions, because if you do, the conservatives will attack you.
Yeah.
You get the point.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go there. Folks, we got to walk down the line. Jesus said, be wary, beware, be weary, be whatever you want. But he said, watch out for the leaven of Herod, the conservatives of the day. And he said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the church of the day.
That's right.
Do you notice how Jesus was constantly rebuking both sides of it? Because there's a lack of Christianity on both parts.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, folks, when it gets hot, I'll tell you what. It's not just the left. I expected from the left to attack me, but when the right doesn't have enough understanding as to who we are as a Christian, and they open up a Christian nation, and they open up their mouth, it just infuriates me, because it's like, you people are a part of the problem. A little learning is a dangerous thing, folks.
Yep,
it really is.
You know, on that topic, when he's talking about both of the upper echelons of the power structures, they aggrandize power, but they don't realize that that power is God's.
Aggrandize.
And they should be responsible to be stewards of that power,
but that's right.
God's. It's God's glory.
Well, again, I think it all comes back to this, and if I can re-engage my point again, and I liked your new word, too, there, aggrandize.
Yeah, aggrandize.
That's great. Did you just, like, check that out right before the show?
Well, it was an article I wrote the other day.
Oh, no, folks, I do have to say this, just for the sake of saying this. If you've never heard or seen Jake's constitutional course, it's second to none. It really is. Jake, that's Ruth Chris's.
Okay, that was
but
good.
When we're kidding around like this, the kid really
everybody.
Is a smart individual. So if you got constitutional questions, folks, give us a call. If you got biblical questions, that is our forte,
that's the Bible
and the Constitution. And wasn't it George Washington that said something like that, religion and morality are essential pillars of
civil society?
We're just taking topics of the day, and we're starting out with them, and we're shattering them, and we're showing you where to put your feet.
Yep.
Because once your feet are upon that rock, then you put the sword in your hand, which is the sword of the Spirit, and you fight. That's how you win the day.
That's right.
Cool.
And stand. Having done all, stand, folks. When vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country shall stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin.
Is the president good or is the president bad? You call in, weigh in, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Did you send Sean one of those DVDs? Please do. Cool. Thank you.
The
My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Did you know that 15,000 writings analyzed from college course scholars and professionals found that 3,154 quotations and sources are all, this is incredibly, folks, it's great information. It puts nails in the wood. 15,000 writings analyzed, 3,154 quotations and sources were found to be from the Bible, quoted by our founding forefathers. 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible. For example, separation of powers is from Jeremiah 17:9, immigration laws, Leviticus 19:34, president must be natural born, citizens, should we hit that one? Deuteronomy 17:15, witness and capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17:6, three branches of government, Isaiah 33:22, tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24, and republicanism all came from Exodus 18:21. I'll put some more salt on your tongue tomorrow, but just for the sake of time, Jake, kick off a couple more points, would you please?
We have the former Senate Majority Leader. There we go. And this, again, is on Sons of Liberty Media. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, SOL Media, right there on the button. But what they're doing right now is they're trying to push the Child Nutrition Act. We've got to legislate our children's diets. I mean, this is getting serious now.
Who's this coming from?
This is coming from
the guy with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth in the White House?
No, actually, but he's part of it. I'm sure.
When they're busting out the ribs.
Right.
And, okay, gotcha.
Busting out.
Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Get it, America. Yeah.
Former Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist is a Republican from Tennessee, surprisingly. But he says, we got this childhood obesity thing. This is serious stuff.
Man, them fat little porkers. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what.
And, you know, because they can't get anybody to take this seriously, what in the world does the government have to do with our diet and the way that we eat?
Has nothing to do with it.
Let's just say, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, want to establish a good diet.
Yes.
Health care.
That's right.
Housing rights.
Throw off.
Education.
Throw off justice.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, throw off these things that we That's should right. establish. But, you know, now that you're talking about the little fat boy and the little fat girl, see, they lay for these people. They look for a reason.
That's
they
right.
create the situation so they can fulfill what they created,
exactly.
and they call it a job.
And this is perfect, because we have a bill called the Child Nutrition Act, which nobody takes seriously. But if we can find enough fat boys and girls around the country.
I know where you can find them. Folks, I was a welfare kid. Yeah. I'll tell you where you find those little porkers. Mm-hmm. You find them in welfare developments. I'm not even kidding. Yeah. And what you'll find is you'll find them at Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find them at
food stamps.
Well,
seriously.
Tell the truth and shame the
We've
devil.
You've got to get responsible.
That's right.
Where there's irresponsibility, you're going to be fat and lazy.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Hey, listen, you know what? The other day, I told the guy, he's kind of overweight in the ministry.
Yeah.
And I said, this is kind of like sin. Mm-hmm. And I grabbed a piece of his fat and I pinched it. And he
ouch!
Said, and he said, ouch. And I said, now just think, you wouldn't be mocked if you weren't fat. And I'll tell you another thing, it wouldn't hurt if you didn't have it.
That's right.
Huh?
Can't pinch what's not there,
Oh,
right?
That's right.
Woo!
Oh, dude.
Preach it!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, the U.S. Army General Johnny Wilson said that childhood obesity, this is what he said, quoting, has become so serious in this country that military leaders are viewing this epidemic as a potential threat to our national security. Now, this is why.
What?
This is so crazy.
Child pornography in
exactly.
the Pentagon.
Thank you.
Is an issue that we need to take up.
That's right.
Not about little fat boys and little fat girls that are hanging out at Dairy Queen all day.
Child Nutrition Act.
That's right.
But because of bureaucracy, and to add to the point that you made, which is brilliant, they want these kids because they have their little bills where they can line the pockets of those that lobby and put
sure.
them in there.
Let's create another bureaucracy. Let's control the kids.
That's right. So they come up with a statistic from 1995 to 2008. That's a long time, by the way, 13 years. 140,000 potential military recruits failed their entrance physicals because they were too heavy. Now, this is what he says. Now, let's get the tears rolling because we need to pound the drum for Child Nutrition Act.
Yes.
That's 140,000 young men and women who were motivated enough to enlist, but because being overweight, they could not.
Well, let me tell you why they don't enlist, Jake, is because they're taught by this president to hate their country. See, in this country, it used to be, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Mm-hmm. But now you have a socialist mm-hmm. and a Saul Alinsky student in the office of the president of the United States that's saying, basically, go ahead and ask your government.
That's right. And might I add
to racial wars within the United States and bring division. And teach the young people to hate their country.
Wow.
I mean, after all, Michelle Obama doesn't like it.
That's right.
You know,
I didn't like this president.
Remember when they were at the 9/11 memorial and they reported on Michelle Obama? They were filming her and she didn't know it. And they were folding the flag and they were doing it as a memorial, as a memorial. For our veterans and for those that died on 9/11. And she mouthed, they're doing that all for the flag.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All this for a flag.
America, are you aware of this?
That's right.
Tell that to your veterans and your family, that she's mocking the sacrifice of what your veterans and what your family members died for.
You know, and adding to that, the mentality of what is my country going to do for me? Again, we found them targeting these overweight people that couldn't get into the armed forces, so now we got to push another bill. That's always the game. But to capitalize on the mentality that the church embraced, what's Jesus going to do for me?
That's right.
And then it comes into the government. It's no surprise. Starts in the church, then comes into the government. What's the government going to do for me?
That's right. That's exactly right. Did you hear that Bible Belt in Tennessee? Did you hear that in Missouri? Did you hear that?
This is a representative,
folks. That's right.
In Tennessee.
It's, you know, we need to get the preachers right first, and then we'll clean house is what we do. We judge within first, folks.
It will happen.
Like, you're capitalizing on what they're doing there, and I'm capitalizing on the fat boy and the fat girl right now.
That's right.
I was on an airplane one time, and I remember this fat lady walking down the aisle of the airplane, and naturally I'm buff and slim.
That's right.
And my wife is smiling right now, right?
Fit in the seat perfectly.
Totally. Thank you. And this is what you get paid for. You just keep making me look good, Jeff.
Yeah, actually, your son sits right next to you in one seat. It's pretty amazing.
Thank you. You know, I'm going to take you to Dairy
that
Queen.
That was for what you said about me before.
As soon as we're done here, I'm going to take you and my little boy to Dairy Queen, Jake.
That's right.
And then we'll have these guys come
the
after
nutrition
us.
Act.
Yeah. Okay. But concerning the fat people, as this fat lady was walking down the aisle of the airplane, yeah. She said, folks, she had the audacity. This is a liberal, leftist, sick, socialist mind, and it falls right into line with it. You know what she said, folks? I ain't telling you.
Oh. That's good. I was ready for the answer.
I'm going to give you the answer. I was just kidding right now. Yeah, I'm having a little fun. I'm
funning about
it, cutting it up.
I wasn't.
She said, in her fatness, instead of her locking the fridge and drinking water and putting down the hot fudge sundae, and the chocolate malt and the double cheeseburger with extra bacon,
and the Diet
instead
Pepsi.
Of her putting that down, and then she has the audacity to order a Diet Pepsi, right?
It's diet.
You know, what's interesting is she said this. I don't think you're ready for this. Dude, look at me. America, look at me. Oh, that's right. We don't have the screen up
there. Where are you?
You know what this fat lady said walking down the aisle? I want you to hear me. This is serious business. Obesity is a sin, by the way.
Yes, it is.
It's, I'm not gluttony. Kidding you. It is.
That's right, gluttony.
Close thy mouth. Chain thy fridge. Get around skinny people. Yeah? So you can become who you hang with.
That's right.
Instead of being, you know, you ever notice that, by the way? I'm not going to give you the answer, folks, on purpose until the end of the show.
I'd love to tell a story. I was on a bus once, and I
you can't start another story, though.
This will be quick. I really promise it's good. And I wanted to try your little thing about, the big guys eating all the food and having a giant. So this guy's got, like, this massive, probably, like, 50-ounce cup with pop in it. He's sucking it in. So I go to him, is that Diet Coke? He goes, no, it's regular.
It's liquid sugar, dude.
I was like, oh, man, that was so funny. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Some of them people out there are so big, I don't know how they clean themselves, and I'm not being funny. But let me say this. There's no excuse for it.
You know what?
And by the way, it just recently became a sickness. What a convenient rule for another bureaucracy. Instead of loving your brother and saying, you know what, that's enough, make a choice to put it down.
That's right.
I'm going to give you the answer.
And it's a physical manifestation of our mental illness that we have in this country right now.
Okay.
To think somebody owes us something.
Okay. Now, can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Was Dumbo, was it a girl or a boy? It kind of reminds me of Big Bird. Is that purposed or what?
No, I think I thought Dumbo was a boy. I guess I always thought.
You know what I can do to get everybody to come back tomorrow? Have them tune in tomorrow to get them the answer.
Give them the answer.
But I wouldn't do
that.
What
did that woman say in the airplane? Tune in tomorrow.
Okay, that's why I'm asking you. Okay, back to Dumbo on the airplane, okay? Mm-hmm. You know what I realized? Is we never got off the ground. We were riding a wheelie the whole way. This lady was so big. You know, I mean, some of this critiquing going on here is only going to make the person shut their mouth and eat the right things.
Yeah. Again, if it wasn't there, you wouldn't be upset.
Here's the answer. Dumbo, walking down the aisle of the airplane, had the audacity, folks, to say this. These aisles need to be wider. Everybody was thinking, and I was saying, because I was a faithful witness to deliver Dumbo from her obesity, no, lady, these don't need to be wider. You need to be skinnier. That's the bottom line. By the way, folks, that is a faithful witness. And that will deliver fatty from big pants.
And America.
Amen. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. And if you were offended, you can call us tomorrow and talk all day about it if you'd like. 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow. The Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. We love you, folks. In all sincerity, God bless you, and we love you by what we do. Talk to you then.